We are learning Masechta Suvos Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting four lines from the top. We're in the middle of a sugya, going through different psukim. So the Gemara said, the last Gemara just told us that Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida are two different ways of a murder. And the Nafkamina is that there's no kapara b'shoigig by Derech Aliyah, only by Derech Yerida. And the Gemara said that's why we need two psukim, one pasuk for Derech Aliyah, one pasuk for Derech Yerida. The difference in Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida is there a kapara b'shoigig? I'm like Rava, but I know that already. I know it from Tanav Yechizkiah. The Tanav Yechizkiah, we learned in a, we had this before. The Tanav Yechizkiah, which is one of the which is one of the makaris that even Chayiv and Mises Shoygigim is potter from Mammon. But the drasha goes like this. It says in the pasuk, Maka Adam Maka Behema. It says Maka Behema Yishamena Maka Adam Yumas. We make a hekesh Maka Adam Maka Behema. Ma Maka Behema Lechlak the Rebbe Shoygigim Amazim. Miskavim Shem Miskavim. Derech Yerida Derech Alila. For Yitam Amal Chayiv Mammon. Just like when someone assaults a Behema, he is Chayiv. Saif is Shoygigim Amazim Miskavim Miskavim Derech Yerida Derech Yerida. Makes no difference. He's Chayiv Mammon. He's not potter. He's Chayiv Adam Ud Loilam. Af Maka Adam. Where is chayiv misa loy sachlik by b'mishoygig lemezid b'miskavim shem miskavim derech rida derech aliyah lechayiv mamon lefarit your mamon. Either way, you are chayiv misa. You're part of mamon no matter what. So it's all the same. And like Rashi speaks out, the Ravas chayiv mamon on top of the first narrow line. But who had left oisai? The same halacha as the guy being paid them. They're all the same. Tanu Chizkiah tells us that by Maka Adam, it's all the same. It's all the same. Just like the part of mamon, also it's all the same. You can't redeem it. So why do you need the drasha? Why do you need this drasha of Kol Chayrim? Or the drasha of Leisich Kaifa? What are these extra drashas? What do you need it for? L'chari, you have Tanu Rabbi Chizkiah. So the Gemara's answers, Ela Amaram Vachama. You're right. You need this pasuk. You need one of these psukim to tell us that you don't get both Einchim. That's what I'm going to say. A new idea. You don't get both Einchim. Ela Amaram Vachama. It's Yisakam Mina. Hani Milehech L'simas Einoi V'haragba. Maybe you would say the only time that you only do the misa, no mamon. Talking about misa and mamon now again. The only time there's kamle rabne is only if someone blinds a person and then he dies from that makah. He gives a bang on his eye and he gets blind and he dies. So there you say you're not going to pay for his eye because already you're getting misa. Let's say he blinded the guy, he got out of his eye, and didn't die. Then he gave him a punch somewhere else, and he died. So maybe there, you'll take money and misa. If we need the extra pasuk, let's say, teach us that you don't pay money together with misa, which means one pasuk coming around wouldn't be enough. Because maybe coming around is only talking about a case where it was the same maisa hakah. But if it was two different places, maybe there you would pay both. That l'sichoyv is not omle rava hanami miidach tani mechizkin afka. That we learn from a different tani mechizkin. The tani mechizkin says in the pasuk ayin takas ayin. You pay a eye takas another eye, which means you pay money for that eye. And we darshim loy ayin v'nefesh takas ayin, and not a ayin v'nefesh takas ayin. Now, what's Rabbi Chizkiah talking about? He's talking about a halacha that if someone knocks out someone's eye and he dies, so there, then now he dies. Someone knocks out someone's eye, so then you shouldn't knock out his eye. Why not? Because if you knock out his eye, he might die from that. So his oinish might be worse than the thing he did. And therefore, Tanu Rabbi Chizkiah learns that from here that there's money. If someone knocks someone's eye, how do you know you pay money? It says, ayin takas ayin, knock out his eye. Zok Tanu Rabbi Chizkiah, that if you knock out his eye, you might kill him. It'll be a ayin v'nefesh takas ayin. So that's how we know that it's not an eye mamish. What it is mamun, because if not, it'll be ayin v'nefesh takas ayin. So what do we see from here? Shemini v'nei Rashi says, you don't do both things. You don't do both ayin and nefesh. You don't do money and nefesh. That's what Rashi says. Rashi, Shemini v'nei, lo yisavei tarti, lo yishno meis, v'yisamaka, lo yishno meis, you don't do that. So we know already that you don't give a guy both ayin and nefesh. You don't do two unchim to someone. So it's shver. So it's back shver. What do you need to pass the sichu koyfer? Elamar Vashi. You know what I need the sichu koyfer for? It's a chsak amino. Maybe by knas be different. You don't pay mamon and misa, but maybe knas and misa you do have. Even though you kill someone, maybe you pay knas. No. For example, if someone's baal bitoy. That there we said that because it's chayiv misa, because we're chayiv misa, that's why you don't pay the knas. So me would have made a pasuk lo yi'asoin is only by mamon, but maybe by knas, which is a chiddush by itself, maybe that you pay even by misa. Who's he going to pay?
He said, the class goes to the father.
The father. The father's alive.
He used to say that the father was
mizanon. No, what? Oh, good kasha. There's a good kasha. I don't know if I spoke out the kasha from the Yashalmi. Yesterday's daf. This is a kasha time, a bomba kasha. You're right. Tosha has the kasha. Yashalmi has the kasha. That every time Bita, what's the case? Who are you paying the money to? If father himself and Bita. It's a good kasha. Yashalmi has the kasha. There's different cases. What could be the case? But it's a bomba kasha. Very good question. Who does it go to? Akapanim, but that's a good question. But to pick a different chayv misa, you know. But that Yishami has a kasha. The Mishnah says this that you have to come and lay your sign. It's not a kasha in this Gemara. But akapanim, there will be the havmiya that knas is a chiddush, and you pay your mikdal and mishalim kamash v'lon. No, that's the extra part of sichah kofer that even by knas you don't pay. Break the Gemara. V'lo rabba d'ama chiddush v'chiddush tari b'knas after mikdal mishalim. Rabba taka holds that by knas you pay even though you get chayv misa. So hay kol chayim avalei. What do you do is extra part of chayim. One of the extra psukim. I was saying like sichah kofer. One of the extra what do you do with? As the Gemara saw like a tana kama derechanim rekavia. He holds like a tana kama derechanim rekavia. Holds that nigmar dinoi. Erech in you don't pay anything. We know from pasuk kocherim. So upon him, of course, rabbi tak holds you can't use it for that. So you need it for the case of erechin, not like a kavya, like the first man diyama. Like upon him, that's what comes out for all the drashas that come with rabbinay. It's a lot of chesbanim, it's a lot of msukim. But Baruch Hashem went through it. Now we're going to a new mishnah, a new discussion. We know that who gets knas. Someone's been honest, someone, the knas goes to the father. What type of isha yichayef a knas? Says in the pasuk, yimse ish naira besula sheloya rasa. She has to be a naira or a ketana, like Ramchuk is tanoim about that. A naira and lower, or just a naira by itself, only naira. Besula sheloya rasa. What's sheloya rasa teaching us? What's pasuk in the pasuk? Sheloya rasa. So that will be our discussion right now. Talk to Mishnah. Naira shenis arasam nesgarasha. A naira that had kedushin and then she got divorced. But she was obviously still a basula because she wasn't had a suin yet. Rabbi basically the Aimer ain't la knas, no knas. We'll see why. Rabbi Kiva Aimer, yesh la knas, but it's different. Knas lasma. The knas goes to herself. It goes to her, not to her father. Zakta Gemara, my time with Rabbi Yisrael Glili. What's pshat Rabbi Yisrael Glili who holds that ain't la knas by Nisar Smith Garsha? On my cross, he says it's a pasik. Ashaloi arasa. Ha'irasa, but if she has a kedushin, ain't la knas. First a pasik. She has to be naira basula, ashaloi arasa, one at a time. So therefore, Rabbi Yisrael is pashut. Ein leknas because it says Ashaloy Rasa. Rabbi Kiva Ashaloy Rasa. What are you darshan with? Ashaloy Rasa la'avia. When is it la'avia by Loy Rasa? Ha'i Rasa. Last that's the difference between Rasa and Ali Rasa. Great thing about Akasha. There's other tnoim in the pasuk also Naira and Basula, right? So what are you going to tell me? If Elamiata Naira of Loy Begeres Hakanam la'atzma, it's just saying Dafka Naira goes to the father, but Begeres is to herself and Basula also. Basula Loy Bula Hakanam la'atzma. Does it go to herself by a Bula? So after Echanami, maybe Rav Kiva holds like that. So Zog Rashi, we don't find anywhere in Shas like that and say that's going according to Rav Kiva. So Rav Kiva agrees over there that they're disqualified from Knas, someone who's a Basula and someone who is a Begeres. So why by Erasi make a Darshan this way and there you make a Darshan that way? So Gemara says, you're right. Omalok Rav Kiva, highly Erasa Berlei, Erasa is teaching us something else. And the next brayso will be a stira to our Mishnah, and the Gemara will ask a kasha on base, and that stira. First Gemara is going to say what he does with a loya rasa. Highly rasa by like a tiny. Look at the brayso. Ashaloya rasa parat l'nairishes aris. This is the Tanakama, not Rukiva. Ashaloya rasa parat l'nairishes aris mesgaris shen l'knas. We learn from Ashaloya rasa that a naira who's had a kedushin and got divorced, no knas. Different reason clearly. Kiva meyesh l'knas. The knas l'avia. She gets a knas and a knas l'avia. What's the pasuk? We'll see in a second. But then a noisin, hoil v'aviyah zaka b'ketzik dusha, v'aviyah zaka b'ketzik knasa. The loch is, what part of the father is, she gets ketzik dushin, he gets ketzik dushin, and he gets her knas also. Ma kesef kedusha, just like the ketzik dushin, abishin is arsa, v'nes garsha, l'aviyah, even though she gets kedushin and she gets divorced, it still goes to the father. The father still has a shush to the next kedushin. Af ketzik knasa, abishin is arsa, v'nes garsha, l'aviyah. The father stays the father, got to be all schusim. You see, even after she gets divorced from Erison, he still has a schus on her if she's an Ira. Same thing Knas also. So why is it Ashaloya Rasa? Mufno lahak ashaloya lo dinimen agzera shava. It's used for agzera shava. Nemekan ashaloya rasa. Savanem lahalan ashaloya rasa. It says over here ashaloya rasa by mefata. And it says ashaloya rasa by ma'anes. And we say, and it only says one place 50, one place shkolim. So how do you know each one goes to the other one? We dash like this. Makanun afla. No, just like there's 50, there's also 50. Valhan shkolim, afkan shkolim. Just there's 50, there's also shkolim, there's also shkolim. So what are we saying? We're saying that according to Rav Akiva, Shaloy Ross says, use something else. It's mufna l'gzeres shava. So nairim pesula avadas dafka. Only nairim pesula. Rav Akiva agrees. Only dafka, those things have knas. No, if it doesn't have that, there's no knas whatsoever. I, Shaloy Ross, should disqualify someone who was once a rusa. No, Ashaloy Rasa is Xeris Shava. To say Xeris Shava Mufna, to learn out 50 to here and Shkolim to here, that's used for Ashaloy Rasa. And therefore, there's still Knas over there by someone who was once Erisin. And it goes to the father right now, the bright to say in Kundar Kiva. Not like our mission says Knas Latzma. We'll see in the Gemara on base how to learn Pshat and that. But upon him, Rabbi Kiva is not darshing Ashaloy Rasa Bechlal for the halachas of Aynus and Fata, only to make Xeris Shava from Aynus to Mefata.